The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
As our nation faces, I think we'd all agree, one of the most turbulent, dangerous times in our history, my guest this hour's been and remains one of the strongest and most consistent voices who's been warning us, by the way, as did his beloved father, Dr. Billy Graham, that America is facing problems that only God himself can solve. And as well, the time's short before we may well pass the point of no return. Well, joining us to talk about it and about what can and must be done to fend off the relentless attacks. Look, these are not partisan attacks of Republicans or Democrats. We've talked about that on this show, folks. This is the adversary himself at work. While we see our great ship of state heading down a dangerous course, but is it too late? I don't believe so, and I know my friend and our guest doesn't. Reverend Franklin Graham, President and CEO of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, also the International Christian Relief and Evangelism Organization that we love so much, Samaritan's Purse. And Franklin, it's such an honor to welcome you to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Well, Don, thank you for having me today. Thank you.
Well, you and your family have given so much to the Lord, and in so doing, to the nation and the world itself. We want to thank you all for that as well, because I know they've been many years of dedicated service to this country, and your dad and your family all, but we want to thank you for that. But before we get to the main reason I want to talk with you today, and that's, of course, about Prayer March 2020 coming right up. In all the years, now I read you over 30 years, you've been preaching the gospel all over the world, all over the nation. Why do you see this as such an important time, maybe the most important our country's ever faced?
Because our country is facing the possibility of a socialist government. And we see what socialism did in Eastern Europe and how it went after the churches and closed churches, where pastors were even put in prison for whatever reason that the socialists came up with. And socialism is not the friend of people of faith. And this is a very dangerous time for us. And socialists believe that the government is God and that everything is owed to the government and not to the individual. And they certainly take God out of everything. And we are facing now the possibility of a socialist government. And I just think the only hope for this country is God. This cannot be solved by Democrats or Republicans or independents. Only God can solve it. And I think if we call out to him and ask him for help, that he will give that to us. But this country is changing so quickly. We've taken God out of schools, education. We've taken him out of government, and the country is not getting better. It's getting worse. We don't need less of God. We need more of God. And that's something that I feel very strongly about. And I hope the church will wake up and see what's happening. And so many churches have stayed on the sidelines, and they feel that they can't speak out. You know, 100 years ago, the churches were the political leaders in a community. They're the ones who gave the political direction. And the government has been able to shut the mouths of the churches, and it's just a shame as what happened. And I'm hoping people will just pray and join me on this coming Saturday. They're on the mall at 12 noon at the Lincoln Memorial, and we're going to call on the name of God, and we're going to march across the mall all the way to the Capitol, praying as we go, stopping at different locations. But we're going to pray and ask for God's help and restore this nation.
And if there are those, and there are in this country, I'm sure, who think, well, that's a little extreme, Reverend, to take that analysis. I'm not one of those, of course, nor many of our listeners are not either. But we do already have a soft socialism that is moving in. I, again, today was reading an update of one of you, I'm sure a good friend of yours, Dr. John MacArthur's situation, who would have imagined that one of the most outstanding theologians and pastors in our country is now seriously considering that he may have to go to prison. And he has said, if that's what it comes to, I will go there. And it seems like that may well happen unless there's a reversal of course. So that really is symptomatic, isn't it?
Well, who would have ever thought that just a few months ago or a few years ago that the government could instruct the churches to shut down? The government has no authority to intervene in the way we worship and how we want to worship. That's very clear in the Constitution, but the socialists just disregard the Constitution. They want to rewrite the Constitution, do away with the First and Second Amendment. That is the plan that they have for America, and they're very close to getting that. And this election is extremely important, and we need to pray before we vote and just ask God to give us wisdom. It's not about a person's personality, but it's about what the candidates stand for. And there's no gray area here of what Joe Biden believes or what the president believes. It's very clear, and there's two different visions for America, and the American people have to choose which vision they want, and whether it's socialism or they want freedom in the free marketplace like we've had for 200-plus years. It's up to the people to decide, and I'm just praying that people will pray before they vote, consider very carefully their vote, and every vote counts, and the churches need to vote. Christians need to go out and vote. And I've heard people say, well, my vote doesn't count. Yes, it does. Mm. Absolutely it does. And some districts, elections are won by just a handful of votes, not millions of votes, just a handful. And the church can make a difference if the church goes out and votes.
And you have traveled, as we alluded at the outset, the four corners of the world. You've been in so many countries, as your dad had been, and you in all these years since. I do some work, certainly on a limited scale, in Africa, but I have African friends, Christian leaders in those countries that are praying for us. They seem to see more clearly what we're facing than we ourselves here at home. What are you hearing from other world leaders as to their concerns about this election and about what we're just discussing now, prayer?
I think that there's a church around the world that is praying for us, because if America, if we lose our freedom, then the freedom of that so many countries around the world where America has protected them, they could possibly lose theirs too. And that's what they're afraid of. And that's why they're so concerned about this election.
Talk about the event itself. I like what I read about it. It's going to be prayer-focused totally. It starts, as you've said, at 12 noon at the Lincoln Memorial, and then it will transfer up the mall toward the Capitol, ending there, I guess, a couple of hours later. But I've noticed that this is going to be totally focused on prayer. There's the place for music and singing and worship. But tell us what the structure of this event will be in that regard.
Well, it's we don't have any music, and there's really no speakers. We will start at the very beginning with where we will have a prayer for our president, and then we will go together to the World War II Memorial, and from there we'll be praying for our military, for our first responders, law enforcement, for their families, for the security, peace of our nation. We'll go to the Washington Monument. We're going to focus on the salvation of the lost and the renewed strength of our families, and this coronavirus pandemic that has gripped not just our nation but the world, that God would give the scientists and those that are working on this the vaccine and the cure for this pandemic. And then we're going to be focusing prayer on the White House and those that serve at the executive level, and the National Museum of African American History. We're going to stop there in culture, and the compassion and kindness toward one another, to rekindle respect and reconciliation between the races. There needs to be a healing in our communities that only God can bring. And these so many communities have been torn by violence and injustice. And we're going to the National Archives of Religious Freedom, and that's where we're going to pray for the religious freedom that we may lose, that God would just protect us and keep us strong. And then to the Capitol, praying for all those that work on the Capitol, Democrats, Republicans, independents, all the staff people, the Supreme Court, and we'll finish. And I'm asking people as they make their way out of the city that they all take a different direction and pray as they go, take different streets, and stand before various government buildings, praying for the people that work in those buildings. I believe that there can be just an outpouring of God's Holy Spirit upon Washington that could shake that city, and that's what I'm praying, that God will just shake it and get the attention of these politicians that have turned their back on God.
Well, I'm sure I can imagine hearing amens all across our vast audience here at WAVA, Franklin, as you've said those words, and I'm certainly going to be praying, others as well. And I like what you've described, that even for folks who may not be able to get to the march, they can, during those hours of, say, 12 to 2 at least, in their own homes and hearts and minds, they can be praying right along with you.
And they can, and they can join us online and follow us online. And that's a great way to do it. And then the weather, rain or shine, I'm going to be there. And we know that there's many tens of thousands that have signed up, and I believe they will be there as well. And so it's rain or shine, we're not going to change. We're going to be there because this election and our nation is that important. I've got 12 grandchildren. And the world that I grew up in, they are not going to see that same United States of America. And unless we, the church, pray and ask for God's help. And we need to repent and turn of our sins. Amen. And I think of the sins that our nation is committing. Incredible what's happened to this nation. And these politicians have allowed it, and that's why we're taking this prayer march to Washington, to pray that God would intervene and begin to work in the hearts of these politicians and change their direction that they've taken for this nation.
Amen. Thank you for that leadership and all the leadership you have provided, along with your dear father and mom and everybody else from the Graham family. What a rich blessing you've been to this nation and the world. And we thank you for this leadership. And I believe the website that folks can check out and actually get involved and track is prayermarch2020.com. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Thank you very, very much. An honor to have you with us.
Thank you. God bless you, sir.
Franklin Graham, and of course, you recognize that voice and that heart as well. As I've said, I labor the point because I think it's not said often enough. He's taken so much fire and so much heat for the gospel and for clear thinking people during even the pandemic itself. You know that through his work with Samaritan's Purse and so forth. But more to the point, check the prayer march out at the website I just gave you, and you can follow it there, prayermarch2020.com.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.